You're listening to the Barefoot Broadcast, sponsored by Tom Evans' Write in Tune with the Moon program. Find out more about getting your book written in less than a month at thebarefootbroadcast.com.
I'm delighted today to be talking to Ursula James, who's written this most amazing book called The Source. And welcome, Ursula.
Hello, Tom. Nice to talk to you.
And you. Now, listen, you've got an amazing biography, because and this book kind of doesn't come from someone that's got this biography, because you read it here.
It does swing from one end of the spectrum to the other, really. Training as a scientist and writing a book about talking to the dead don't generally go together, so it's been quite an interesting ride for me, really.
Yeah, how have people taken it then? Because obviously you're a clinical hypnotherapist.
I am.
Obviously, professionally, well thought of in your field.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this strange book comes from left field.
Yeah, well, all of a sudden, this strange book didn't really come from nowhere. Nothing ever does it? It was a case of the book was always within me and was always part of me, and it was a side of myself that I had denied for many years. And I think it's part of the shift that's occurring in people. People are becoming more open and more honest about their spirituality, their connection with other people, and they're not treading the common path anymore. And that's what I'm doing.
And so it's quite interesting, isn't it? Because it's got lots of different themes. It's like a manual. It's a fable. It's a true story. Is it all of these things?
It is. I think all books can be read on many different levels, and it's very much what the reader brings to it. So you can read it as a straight story book. You can read it as a journey of somebody's life experience as they grow in spirituality. You can read it as a self-help book, or you can read it as a spiritual manual. So it has got every single one of those levels. And there are people who are already, I'm getting feedback from readers who are already bringing different things to it. So that's the wonderful thing about books. It's the reader that brings the experience to life, and I'm finding wonderful feedback from those who are reading it. It's really lovely for me, actually, because when you write in isolation, and you've no idea, really, how it's going to be responded to. But when people come back and say, I understood what that meant, I have been there, that's when it became rather lovely for me. Other people make the book alive.
Yeah, and it's written... Everything
in it is
true, is that right?
It is.
Everything happened to you.
The events happened as I put them down. But then you could always argue that reality is a perception, and we write our history retrospectively, and therefore, it's subject to generalisation, deletion and distortion. But to the best of my knowledge, that's exactly how things occurred.
Wow. How are you integrating what is a very spiritual and very honest book with your professional life? How's that
finding... this is interesting. I'm finding it's polarising people. People are either saying, I always suspected, and I have inclinations that way myself, or they're becoming very defensive and quite uncomfortable. And it's not necessarily the scientific community. I'm finding it's people at different parts of their own journey are responding differently. For example, somebody who's already discovering spirituality in whatever shape or form is open to other people's stories, whereas somebody who completely denies that side of themselves and doesn't feel comfortable discussing it or even acknowledging that it exists, they do not like what I've put down, because it is a very honest book. And I have said some things in there about my own history and about an attempted suicide, and there's some dark things in there, and people who aren't comfortable with themselves don't really want to know that side of you. It's like when somebody says, how are you, in England? Generally, they just want to hear, I'm fine. They don't want the true answer. Well, I've written a book that says, actually, I wasn't fine.
That is amazing. And actually, you've been through some fairly horrendous experiences, really. You were sort of in hospital, stuck to a bed for a while, is that right?
I was paralysed for a few weeks. I held somebody in my arms as they died. I've had experiences, but then so has everybody else. We've all had moments that other people wouldn't necessarily understand because they've not been there. And